This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Beach Access Project aims to work with partners to enhance and improve the accessibility of the UK's beaches. A pilot scheme at Weymouth Beach has secured funding from Dorset Council and is aiming to make the beach a leading example in accessibility to kickstart changes across the rest of the UK. We are joined today by founder Will Behenna to learn more. Hi Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure, Amelia.
So how did the Beach Access Project begin?
I started it in January 2025, but in reality, it goes back to my childhood, really, where I grew up on a Cornish beach, spending most of my sort of school holidays there. And then at the age of 16, I had an accident, sustained a spinal cord injury, and then became a full-time wheelchair user. And that kind of completely changed my relationship with the beach and with water, and hadn't really sort of done anything significant about it because it just seemed so insurmountable. And then while I was on holiday in 2024, I just started noticing what they were doing in Spain, and then did some more research around what they're doing in France and Portugal, and just realized that actually we are so behind the curve in terms of other European partners in terms of beach access. And I thought that I was probably in as good a place as any to try and do something about it.
And you have been working to collect data and experiences from people across the UK with a range of disabilities and medical conditions, and created a survey that people could fill out to share their perspectives. How did you find people to take part in the survey, and what was the response like?
So I think my baseline was that I felt that if I was going to actually do something around improving a service or providing a new facility, that I should base that around evidence. So I came up with the idea of doing a survey. And to be honest, I spent far too much time on Facebook, really. I just connected with as many groups that I could find and just shared my story and asked them if they would be interested in taking part. I also shared it with lots of national organisations, sort of anyone that had any link with medical conditions, disabilities, mental health conditions. I just shared it with them. And over a 3-4 month period, I managed to get over 1,000 responses from people from across the country.
And you met Sadie Rockcliffe from the University of Brighton when you were talking about the project, and then you worked together to analyse some of the data from your surveys. So how did you find working with Sadie and working with the University of Brighton?
I met Sadie on a podcast and we stayed connected. And as I kind of accumulated the data, then I just kind of reconnected with the University of Brighton, and they were in a fabulous position to be able to support getting the data analysed so that we could start producing some actual figures and better understand what people with medical conditions and disabilities think about the current landscape for the beach environment, and then also what sort of things they would like to change to enable it to become more accessible. The two major sort of highlights for me were that only 20% of respondents were able to get down to the water, and conversely, 85% of respondents said that they wanted to get down to the water's edge. That to me was quite a profound kind of set of statistics, on the basis that there's just this huge gap between what's being provided and then what's currently available. There is significant lack of boardwalk and matting, changing toilet facilities. And primarily it was around actually access onto and across the beach and then down to the water.
And the Beach Access Project has recently secured funding from Dorset Council to tried to transform Weymouth Beach with some of your findings into a much more accessible beach. What will be some of the main focuses?
So I'm based down in Dorset, and Dorset has a couple of very unique features in the sense that it has the lowest tidal range in England. That's quite critical because it makes beach access much easier than other beaches where you have a high tidal range. It's just much more challenging. The beaches and the tourist infrastructure is very well maintained. We have some amazing natural harbors, some fabulous rivers and lakes. So I got in contact with Dorset Council, Dorset National Landscapes, and Dorset Coast Forum and the National Trust to say that this is a feature that we can really showcase. And those partners really took that on board. And so I kind of floated my vision of making Dorset the inclusive blue space capital of the UK. So I pitched to these key partners that my vision to make Dorset the inclusive blue space capital of the UK, and that was really, really warmly received. And we then started looking at a whole range of opportunities to enhance beach and blue space. So blue space is lakes, rivers, harbours, and inland water, and then obviously beaches is connecting then down to the sea. And we identified nearly 30 sites across Dorset that could have potential for enhancements to blue space. And looking very strategically, we identified that Weymouth was probably going to be one of the key locations. And working with the council and with the other partners, we are now looking to develop and enhance Weymouth so that it can hopefully showcase what beach access can really be like.
Absolutely. And for blind and partially sighted people that want to head down to the beach, what are some of the major things that could be changed to make their beach experience better?
So we kind of start off kind of primarily with how does someone get to that beach environment? And so it's looking at accessible parking, accessible public transport. And then for people with visual impairments, then it's looking at how can they navigate independently from those drop-off points. And it's then how can we support them to orientate themselves on the beach? Sand is a moving environment. And so we are looking at putting boardwalk or plastic matting down. And I've been talking to suppliers at the moment where we're looking to put down darker coloured plastic composite decking so that there is a colour contrast between the decking and the sand. So hopefully that will make it easier for someone with a visual impairment to navigate the beach independently. We've also been kind of thinking about how do we support visually impaired people with guide dogs and also assistance dogs because, you know, the beach is a hot place. So we've been looking at having gazebos on a beach, which could be used for changing and providing a private space, but it could also be a space for a dog to be out of the heat and also available so that a visually impaired person can then have access to the services that are available. So we're then looking at providing support down to and into the water. The water is a dynamic space. It's moving. We have changing tides and changing sand. And so what we don't have in the UK at the moment are beaches where you can access a service to be able to get down to and into the water. There are some amazing opportunities in a number of beaches, but what we're looking to do is to develop a service which can provide and enable people to be able to get down to and into the water.
And if people want to learn more about the Beach Access Project and stay up to date with how you progress at Weymouth Beach, where is the best place for them to go?
So I have a website that's beachaccessproject.co.uk, and then we have social media presence. So on LinkedIn, it's under Will Behenna. So I post quite a lot around the structural development of what I'm trying to do. And then there is at Beach Access Project and at Inclusive Paddleboarding on Instagram. So that's where I would kind of suggest people can find out more.
Well, thank you so much, Will Behenna from the Beach Access Project, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.